The fourth testimony. In the kingdom of heaven, we saw wonderful things, as it is written in the Word of God, 1 Corinthians 2:9. No eye has seen, no ear has heard, neither has the human heart thought of what God has prepared for those who love Him. When we arrived at the kingdom of heaven, it was so spectacular and wonderful to see so many things, so many big things, and to feel the glory of the Lord. It was so special, a place with lots of children. We could say that there were millions of children in that place. We saw children of different ages. Heaven was divided into sections. We saw some kind of baby house that sheltered kids aged 2 to 4. We also noticed that the children in the kingdom of heaven, they grow up. And there was a school where the children are taught the Word of God. The teachers are angels, and they teach the children worship songs and how to glorify the Lord Jesus. When the Lord arrived, we could see the immense joy of our King. Even though we could not see His face, we could see His smile. It filled the entire place. When He arrived, all the children ran to Him. In the middle of all those children, we could see Mary, the mother of the Lord Jesus Christ on earth. She was a beautiful woman. We did not see her on a throne, and neither was anyone worshiping her. She was there as one of the other women in heaven. Like all other people on earth, she had to win her salvation. She had a white robe and a golden belt around her waist, and her hair reached down to her waist. On earth, we have listened to many people as they worship Mary as the mother of Jesus. But I want to tell you that the Word of God says, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father but by me. John 14:6. The only entrance to the kingdom of heaven is Jesus of Nazareth. We also noticed that there was no sun or moon. The Word of God tells us in Revelation 22:5, and night shall be no more. They will need neither lamplight nor sunlight, for the Lord God will be their light, and they shall reign forever and ever. We could see the glory of God. We find it difficult to explain the horrors that we saw when we were shown hell. But it is even more difficult to try to explain the celestial things we saw and the perfection of our Maker. When we were there, we wanted to run and see everything. We could lie down on the grass and we could feel the glory of God. That soft whistle, that soft wind that caresses our faces, it was something wonderful. In the middle of the sky, we could see a huge cross made of pure gold. We believe that this was not a symbol of idolatry, but more like a symbol of showing that through the death of Jesus on the cross, we have entrance to the kingdom of heaven. We continued walking in heaven, and it was fascinating to walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. There we could know for sure who is the God we are serving. It's Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Many of us on earth think that there's a God up there just waiting for us to commit a sin so He can punish us and send us to hell. But I tell you, that is not reality. We could see the other face of Jesus. The Jesus that is a friend. A Jesus that cries when you cry. Jesus is a God of love, compassion, and mercy. He takes us in His hands and He helps us to continue in the way of salvation. The Lord Jesus also allowed us to meet a person from the Bible. We met King David, the King David mentioned in scriptures. He was a good-looking man, tall, and his face reflected the glory of God. The whole time we were in the kingdom of heaven, the only thing that King David did was dance, 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 and give all the glory and honor to God. To those who are reading this testimony, I want to tell you that in the Word of God it says in Revelation 21:27, but nothing unclean, nor anyone practicing immorality or falsehood shall ever enter it, but only those whose names have been recorded in the Lamb's Book of Life. And I also want to tell you that Only the brave ones take hold of the kingdom of heaven. God bless you.